Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you're tuned in to T-Fizzle Radio. I want to say what's up to everybody in the chat room. I have my two co-hosts on the line, and I have Miss T-Baby on the line, and I have Marty J. If Marty J, you could go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Marty J, Queen City.
Woot woot. And T-Baby, go ahead and introduce
What's
yourself.
What's up? T-Baby in the house.
And what you representing?
Representing the Midwest, the mighty Midwest.
Minnesota, baby.
Yeah, you got to be mighty to be up here. It is really, really cold up here.
Yeah, it's real cold. That's what I heard. It's about 0 degrees up there.
No, try. It's negative. It's negative like 5 degrees right now.
Oh, wow. See, that's what I don't miss about home, and that's why I'm happy to be in the South.
Exactly.
But anyway, thank y'all for joining me tonight. We're talking about the whole plastic surgery craze that's going on. We're talking about people dying from these hydrogel shots. If you guys heard recently, it was all over the news. The former Miss Argentina, her name was Solange Magnano. She died recently from getting butt injections. And what happened is that they had injected her with a substance called hydrogel. A lot of people don't know what it is, but it's a water-based substance. Basically, to put it in layman's terms, water mixed with silicone. And basically, it goes in as a liquid where they're able to inject it into your butt, into your buttocks, into the muscle. And then once, I guess, the water kind of evaporates or, you know, soaks into your skin, then what's left is the silicone, and the silicone is what helps to plump you up. So anyways, she went and she met with a doctor. In certain countries, it is legal to get hydrogel shots. They are illegal in the U.S., but I guess in Argentina, they're legal. But she went and got the shots, and what ended up happening is that silicone shifted from her buttocks where it was injected into, and it ended up traveling through her bloodstream, and she ended up getting multiple blood clots. So she ended up dying from a stroke and a heart attack and a bunch of other stuff. So it was a really sad story because this lady was 38 years old. She was an ex-beauty queen, beautiful. She was married. She had twins. She really had her whole life ahead of her. And once again, because we're so infatuated with chasing beauty and trying to look perfect and chasing perfection, it kind of led to her demise. So I just wanted to talk about that today, and then we're going to talk about another topic a little bit later on in the show. But I want to ask my two hosts on the line, have you guys heard about these shots? Because it's getting more and more popular. I remember 2 years ago when I first, you know, was researching the shots, because at first I thought it was something you could just do. I didn't know there was, like, any type of side effects. You know, I was hearing girls getting it, and, you know, getting into the modeling industry and modeling, it's not really so much about the straight up and down thick girls. They want you to be curvaceous. They want a small waist and a big ass. So that's what a lot of girls do to enhance themselves, to get into, you know, the type of magazines like King and Smooth and things like that, Black Men Magazine. And so basically when I was doing research on this stuff like 2 years ago back in 07, research is really limited. I mean, a lot of it was like you're like in chat rooms and people are passing numbers. It was like really, really on the down low. But now it's kind of up, you know, if you Google hydrogel, a bunch of sites will come up. Now you can buy your own hydrogel. And it's really scary because a lot of girls don't realize the danger behind this stuff. And I'm going to go into that in a little bit. But I want to ask my two hosts on the line, what do you guys think about this whole big booty craze? And it's like almost like the bigger it is and the faker it looks, don't nobody care. Like, what do you guys think about this whole hydrogel butt injection craze that's going on?
The first time I heard about butt injections and getting a butt surgery was when Chicky Girl from the Parkers got one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Kim.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard about it. Yeah, but I didn't think it was crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was for real. I thought this whole hydrogel thing was just hype because I didn't even think that it was real like that.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that, you know, and the thing about, you know, all the regular people, you know, quote unquote, that are trying to achieve being these ideals and things like that, you don't even know, like, a lot of the time those models, those people are like they're digitally enhanced, you know what I mean? So you may mm-hmm. really have a flat booty, but the camera just made you, and some Photoshop is what made you look more curvaceous. So some of the things that you chase, and if you have to, like, plastic surgery and all those different types of things, like, if you have to really get it, that wasn't meant for you. You shouldn't have to do that because it's dangerous.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And it's really true. And a lot of people think it's just, like, an urban legend or it's fake. But I have a lot of friends, you know, growing up who are in the strip club scene. I'm friends with strippers. I go to the strip club, you know what I'm saying, to visit my friends when I'm back home. And so that's how I first heard about it. And then the fact that, you know, being from Minneapolis, you have the whole transgender gay scene, and it's
right.
really, really big in a lot of the gay clubs. They're talking in the chat room. Whoever's breathing in the phone hard, I'm going to need you to calm down, boo. Meet your phone. Because they can hear you breathing.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Why are you breathing high? What are you doing? But Tyreek was saying that fake booties look nasty, and I do agree. I think, you know, it's down to the point now where women are out here looking like reindeer, straight up. Like, they're not even looking like women. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're looking so out of shape because it's like they have this cute frame, and when they turn around, it's like a midget is following them. And it just doesn't look natural. And like I said, going to the clubs and also being, like, you know, in the downtown scene and knowing people, you know, like when you go to, like, certain clubs, you have, like, the drag queen scene. And there was, like, a few drag queens that we knew, and they were getting it. That's when I first heard about it. They were talking, because I'm like, well, how did you, you know, why is your shape banging than any girl, you know what I'm saying, on the block? Why do you look better than half these girls? You got hips and everything else. How do you have that, and you're a man? And so that's when I first started hearing about it. They're like, well, we get these shots. And I thought it was hormone shots. They're like, no, hydrogel shots. And so that's when I first kind of heard about it, was from, like, the drag queens and stuff like that in, like, downtown
Minneapolis. It's not that either. They have It's not just that. They're starting to sell. I heard about them selling the Botox needles, the Botox shots for your face.
I mean, yeah, you can get that, but I'm talking about strictly, like, their body. Like, Botox is not going to give you an ass. All that does is, like, numb your wrinkles and smooth out your face.
But, I mean, we're talking about them chasing perfection, so they start, you know, small, and then it keeps escalating until it gets to some uncontrollable level.
Yeah, you're right about that.
If you need a bigger ass, you just need to go to the gym and do some squats and call it a day. For real.
I mean, that's true, but, you know, that don't work for everybody, but that is true. I feel you on that. You know, and just sometimes, you know, if you weren't born with it, oh, well, but a lot of people don't look at it like that, especially a lot of young girls. You know, when I did my video on YouTube, basically talking about the whole Solange Magano thing, I had girls email me and were like, you know, thank you so much for making the video, because I was really thinking about going down to Atlanta and getting those shots. I was really thinking about, you know, I met this lady on the Internet. She said she could hook me up in a hotel room. Like, this is stuff that's really going on, and people don't realize that a lot of these people, like I said, I know people who have gotten the injections. I know people, you know, they've gotten them, but like I said, they don't know what these people injected into them. They don't have no name, no address. You're basically giving these people $2,000 cash in a hotel room. They're putting some stuff in your butt, and you don't know what's going to happen a year, 2 years from now. I know it sounds crazy, but people are really doing this. And the thing is, there's just been a lot of stories down here about people dying from this. You know, people, because once you inject something into your body, it's literally, it's free to flow anywhere. You can't guarantee that it's going to stay in that particular area or, like, in their butt. You know, that's what happened to that lady in Venezuela, is that it ended up traveling. So they can't guarantee you anything. There's been stories of people who've gotten it, and then a month or two later, they have no ass. So all the stuff just went away. But it's like, where did all that silicone and all that junk that's flowing through your body, where did it go? They have no idea. So it's sad. And John P. is saying in the chat room that some of them are just straight frauds and ripoffs, and you're right about that. I've heard stories of people being injected with baby oil, cooking oil. You know, because, again, you don't know what's in that magical cup. They just pour some liquid into a cup and inject it into these girls, you know what I'm saying? And I just think it's really sad that people feel like their whole existence is to be like Buffy the Body or to be like Lola Love. Now, I'm not knocking none of these girls and nothing they do, because how you eat is how you eat. But, again, I'm not understanding why people feel like they want to emulate that when it's not even real. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather emulate somebody who really has that shape or who really has that feature. That's like, you know, sitting here jocking somebody like, oh, you got such pretty eyes. Oh, my God, I love your eyes. I love your eyes. But the person is wearing contacts. Like, oh, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Where you have people who really naturally have hazel or green eyes. Why am I going to be jocking somebody who's rocking contacts? It's like the same thing, but people don't realize it. You know, and I just think the whole situation is just kind of getting out of control now. and I'm seeing girls. There was a news story. It happened in Philadelphia. I had posted a link to it on my YouTube page, and they had busted a pumper. So he had met with this white lady. He was going to inject her with some stuff, but it was all undercover. And he was just bragging to her about, like, how he gets the girls, how he gets them to the hotel rooms. He said the youngest girl that he's ever pumped up was 13, and she flew into Philly from California. And then they're like, what about pain? Is it not going to hurt? Oh, well, I'm going to give you some Vicodin. But this fool ain't no doctor. You know what I'm saying? He's not a nurse. He's not a pharmacist. So you don't even know if what he's really giving you is Vicodin. So it's crazy that people are willing to risk their life and put their lives in the hands of strangers for perfection and for beauty. I just don't understand it.
That is crazy. 13? Like, mm-hmm. 13, you're not even developed yet. You just are at the very, very beginning of any type of development, and that is just too young. But it is true. There's so many people who are so desperate to look a certain way that the desperation kind of blinds your logical judgment. Like, there is nothing about a hotel room, a random hotel room with somebody you don't know, injecting you with stuff and then giving you pills that they claim are Vicodin. They might be sugar pills, and you will never know the difference because it's not a doctor. It's not somebody you can sue. You can't even, if you can't state what you're doing in a courtroom, you know it's wrong. You can sue a doctor, but you can't sue somebody that you met in room 318 and think that, oh, well, that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
It doesn't
work
that way.
You know, that's the sad part. These people don't have doctor's licenses. They're not board certified. They're just regular Joe Schmo. It's just, you know, Pookie and them injecting folks. And people are, like, really, you know, really flocking to these people, these, you know, so-called pumpers. And it's like, again, you don't know what they're pumping you with. And I just think it's really, really sad when people are willing to, you know, risk death. Like this lady, she had her whole life ahead of her. You know, the world is already considering you beautiful. It's not like she was a lady. She was Miss Venezuela. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like people was already on her jock. She already won, you know, accolades for her looks, and she still wasn't satisfied. So what's up with people still being pretty? You know, she had a nice body, you know, even after her twins, and just still not being satisfied. What's up with that?
I think it's kind of a little bit of kind of, you know, self-hatred a little bit. Like, I mean, I'm not sure if everybody saw the interview with Janet Jackson, but, like, I mean, for as somebody that we deem, you know, like the world sees as beautiful, she doesn't think she's beautiful. You know what I mean? She's had surgery and plastic surgery and all of that other type of stuff, you know, to make her, to enhance what she thinks is beautiful, but she was fine before. You know what I mean? But, like, I think it's one of those things to where it's just kind of a self-hatred. Like, if you believe that you're ugly, you're going to do everything in your power to make yourself beautiful. And if that means plastic surgery and you don't need it, that's what you're going to do.
And Marty just said in the chat room, just like MJ. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about Michael Jackson because he's deceased and whatnot, but it's true. He did have a lot of self-hate issues with his looks. And a lot of that stemmed from, I know he had did an interview saying that his father used to tease him all the time, and, you know, they used to always talk about his nose. And, you know, not, you know, apart from him, because he didn't lighten his skin, originally he had vitiligo, and then he ended up having to lighten it to match, you know, the spots of the vitiligo. But apart from the whole lightening of the skin, his nose is just really disturbing because it's just like, even when y'all think back to when he was in Thriller and Billie Jean, his nose was cute. He chopped off the nose, whatever, but it still looked decent. And it's like he still wasn't satisfied. So I guess you're right. At the end of the day, if when you look in the mirror, you don't like what you see, it doesn't matter what I tell you. It doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying, what the world tells you, like the girl in Argentina. She was Miss Argentina. So it doesn't matter if the whole world is telling her that she's the most beautifulest woman in the country, she still wasn't satisfied with a portion of her body. You know what I'm saying? And now people are bringing up Kanye's mama, and that's true too. And it's a lot of older people getting into it, and you guys are definitely right about that. And Ronan says, is that the price worth paying? And I definitely agree with that. I don't think that anything is worth your life. You know, I think if that lady had it to do over, she wouldn't have did it. If she would have known that the price was death and never seen her twins again and never seen her husband, I highly doubt she would have chose that, you know, especially from something so tragic. You're dying because you wanted a bigger butt.
Right. Look at Usher's wife, you know, or his ex-wife. Are they still married? I don't know.
Nah, they're divorced now. But, yeah, she almost died overseas getting all that stuff done to her.
Right. And it's just like, you know, she wanted to get a tummy tuck, but you just had a baby, Tamika. You know what I mean? You literally just had a baby. It's normal for you to be a little swollen after you give birth. Chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that serious. And if it's not legal in the U.S., like, why would you go to another random country, not that Brazil is whatever, but still it's not the U.S., why would you go there when it's illegal here? It's illegal here for a reason.
Exactly. But see, a lot of people, to me, are cheap as hell. Let's keep it real. We got a lot of cheap folks out there. They have champagne tastes with beer pockets. So they want the big boobs, they want the big ass, the little waist, but then they only got $5,000 to their name. But then they want $50,000 worth of surgery.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like you want all this stuff, you want to be perfect, but you can't afford it. So that's why people go overseas, because it's easy to buy a plane ticket to Brazil or wherever, or China. You know what I'm saying? You buy a $400 plane ticket, and then they'll do their entire surgery for you. You know what I'm saying? For what? Maybe $5,000? So that's
right.
Why a lot of people do it, because it's so much cheaper overseas. You know, I just think it's just kind of just really ridiculous. It's just not that serious. And Ronan said that Usher busted out his ex-wife. And I just think it's sad. But, you know, you're saying that her stomach looked like burnt meatloaf, Ronan. But the thing is, she done had 5 kids. You know, and that's the thing. We're always looking for perfection. It's okay. Even if her stomach looked like burnt meatloaf, okay. And she's had 5 children, so... Like,
right.
why does her stomach have to look like a 6-board, you know, ab when she's had 5 kids? And that's
right.
The problem, like, the people that we see on TV, like, look at, what's the one, the lady, the white girl that be having the babies every year, Heidi Klum?
Yeah.
Like, every time she's pregnant, she has a baby, and then you turn around, she's on the Victoria's Secret runway. Well, she has money, she has nutritionists, she has, you know, people to help her out, she has, what is that, trainers, all that stuff. So, yeah, she can get her shape back in 6 to 8 weeks. But the average person who has to get up and deal with the baby and breastfeed and do this, this, and that, it's hard to snap right back into shape after you have children. So it's like a lot of people look at these celebrities and they're like, you know, when their girlfriend has a baby, why don't you look like that? Well, okay, unless you have, you know, Will Smith money to keep me looking like Jada Pinkett, you know, after 2 kids, you really don't have no room to talk.
Right.
So, and I think her stomach looking like that after 5 kids, that's normal. A stomach looking like, you know, flat, 6-pack abs after 5 kids, to me, that's not really normal. It's nice if you can get your stomach back like that, and that's what's up, more power to you, but that's not really the norm. Most people's stomachs don't go back after 5 kids.
What was she wearing that people saw her stomach and it looked that bad?
And she's older, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I couldn't figure out. I'm like, I don't know. I think she was self-conscious in that relationship anyway, because people was always talking bad about her. And, you know, always, you know, questioning as far as why Usher was even with her. You know, so I think part of it was the people on the blogs were probably getting to her. You know, because I think she's a pretty lady, but people always was talking bad about her. And, but like you said, she's older, so it's like, ain't nobody paying attention to your stomach. No way. It ain't like you're Britney Spears, you know, and you have to pose for Maxim magazine in a two-piece.
Right.
But, again, it doesn't matter what we think. It's all about what they think when they look in the mirror.
Yep.
At the end of the day.
And I think the biggest message is, like, for anybody who's looking for, you know, looking for people to validate your beauty, if you don't think you're beautiful, nobody else is going to think you're beautiful either.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It starts with you. If you exude inner beauty and feel like your outer beauty is beautiful, people will think you're beautiful. But if you think that you're ugly and are looking for people to tell you you're beautiful, it's not going to work. And even for the people who think they're ugly and people tell them that they're beautiful, they're never going to feel good, because they don't believe it themselves.
Yeah, you're right about that. So let me ask y'all this, because they're talking about in the chat room. Ronan said, how about 5 kids and 1 gym membership? What's up with people not really wanting to go to the gym? Everybody wants a quick fix. I've noticed that a lot. People hate to work out. People hate to go out to the gym. You got black folks out here who refuse to walk. Can you walk to the store with me? Nah, we can drive. We can't walk. You know, it's like, we don't like to do anything that pertains to, you know, to like exercise, and it's sad. We need to.
Yep, working out requires time. Like, you know, if you are trying to lose 20 pounds,
it's easy for you to lose 20 pounds in one surgery and your recovery time is a couple of days versus 20 pounds might take you 2 or 3 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That means working out, you have to change the way you eat, change your, you know, change some different habits in your lifestyle and things like that. And it just takes longer. I think that people just don't, like, we live in a world where everything can happen right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
microwave society.
Our phone, we can do everything,
mm-hmm.
like, right now. If we want to order something, jump on the internet, you have it in the morning when you wake up. And nobody wants to wait for anything, and I think that's where a lot of all of this stuff is coming from, is
mm-hmm.
just you can have it now and you don't get it naturally. Just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
people wanting to grow their hair out. You know what I mean? If you don't have long hair, you may never have long hair, but you can go buy some weave and there you
yep.
go. Hair down to, all the way down to your back.
Exactly.
So I think it's just one of those things where people just don't like waiting.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I think, too, a lot of times people are saying, like I said earlier, it's a microwave society. You know, we want to push a button and poof, it's done. You know what I'm saying? In 5 minutes or less, there goes my meal, there goes whatever I want. You know, I don't want to work out for 6 months and lose 100, well, no, let's say 50 pounds in 6 months. I don't want to do that when I can just go get gastric bypass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like now they're even doing that lap band. And before, when gastric bypass came out, it was for, like, obese people. But now I'm seeing people who are, like, 180 pounds, and they're getting gastric. And it's like, just stop eating. Just walk. You see what I'm saying? You just have to change your diet around. Why do you need to undergo a risky procedure to lose weight? You're 180
right.
pounds.
Right.
I mean, I don't get it.
Did
huh?
you tell her to stop eating?
Yes, I did. Stop eating, damn it. Come on now. Between going, you know, any type of surgery is risky, especially when you fit in anesthesia, right? So you rather risk anesthesia, risk possibly dying, just to get gastric bypass when you're only 180 pounds. I could see if you were 680 pounds, then I would say, okay, now I'm going to need you to get gastric. 180 pounds, you can change that around yourself. You can slow down your food intake. You can walk, drink water, eat vegetables, lay down the pork sandwiches. There's a lot of stuff you can do to get yourself back in shape. You know what I'm saying? At 180 pounds. But you got people at 180 pounds who'd rather go get a lap band surgery. I've seen
right.
it. And that's sad. At 180 pounds, you'd rather have surgery than to just change your, you know what I'm saying, than to just change your diet around. But like I said, if you 680, I could understand it. Because then you're obese and you're, you know, you're risking dying. But to the point that you got to 680, I don't know what to tell you. Because at some point in time, you was 280, 380, 480. You get what I'm saying? And you just let the scales just keep on tipping in hopes that, well, I'm going to just get, you know, gastric bypass. It's like we have a fix for every little thing. And that's why don't nobody in society even really care about anything or value anything anymore, because it's like no matter what we do, there's always a Band-Aid to cover it up. So no one has to take personal responsibility. So now, if at some point in my life I was 125 pounds, and let's say 10 years from now I blow up to 500 pounds, I can blame McDonald's, I can sue McDonald's, I can blame Jared because I tried the Subway diet and didn't work. I can put the blame on everyone else, but I don't have to take accountability, and now all I have to do is file a claim with my insurance company and get gastric bypass. You know what I'm saying? It's like no one takes responsibility for the fact that, well, maybe you overate. Maybe you didn't work out. Maybe you let your body go. You feel me? So it's just
very,
like
very
I just feel like we got to, you know what I'm saying, we have to take responsibility. You have a lot of children out here, you know what I'm saying, who are really big for their ages as well. And it's like the parents are out here feeding them any and everything. And it's like it starts in the home. The confidence, the way you feel about yourself, it all starts in the home. So it's like if you're sitting here letting your child eat junk food and you're not caring, you know, what your child takes into their body or how they carry themselves, then don't be shocked when your girl, you know what I'm saying, when your daughter at the age of 16 is a little bit overweight and she wants her stomach done and she wants ass shots because her body's out of proportion, because it's all stuff that starts at a young age. It's all about
right.
security and insecurity. And a lot of parents are not, you know, instilling that in their children. So that's why you have 13-year-old girls meeting strange men in damn hotel rooms getting butt injections.
Right.
And my thing is, at 13, where the hell did she tell her mom she was going for the weekend?
That's very
Because that's
true.
What I'm saying. This girl's not 18. Like, how did your 13-year-old leave from California, you know what I'm saying, to Philly to get butt injections, like, by herself? And I've heard, and the dude that was saying that he wasn't lying, because I've heard other stories online, and I've talked to one of the ladies, And she's told me how she's met with little girls. You know, like, I have little girls who fly in all the time to get this surgery. And it's just like, I just don't understand the mentality of that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know how somebody knows somebody who knows somebody? It's like that. But it's just like, you know, I don't understand, like, where are the parents that these kids can just fly out of town?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something's not right to me. So it's just like, at that point in time, if your 13-year-old is contemplating butt injections, you need to sit down and have a serious talk with her.
Right.
But I think, honestly, people just don't like to take responsibility for certain things, especially when it comes to weight and diet and exercise. Everything is a quick fix. Everything. Okay, I'm mad. Ronan said, you read the chat. Ronan said, some ladies are just stricken with the SpongeBob SquarePants syndrome. And that's true. You know what I'm saying? Some people just have that shape, and it is what it is. So should you not love yourself anymore because you're not shaped like Buffy the Body and you're shaped like SpongeBob? There is a difference between
But your question is, no, they shouldn't because people don't want to see that.
Right.
So people don't want to see it.
He's got me laughing in here.
Would you want to see somebody and talk to somebody with a SpongeBob body?
Like, really? Would you really do that?
Okay, so that's not for you, right? He's saying that there's a difference between apple bottles and applesauce. No, that he said that. And there is a big difference between, you know what I'm saying, having an apple bottom and applesauce. But even though you may not like that, that don't mean that that's not for the next man to like. So because her ass is flat and it's shaped like applesauce and not an apple bottom, so that means she should receive surgery to look like a toy or to look like Buffy the Body because she has no ass. So are you condoning that?
What makes her happy. I mean, not at the, you don't do stupid stuff like going to a hotel, but, I mean, you want to do it properly and make sure you educate yourself. That's why people, like you said, the model, she went to Latin America where she knew it was illegal. Why was it illegal? Because here we know it's dangerous. But she made a choice to risk her life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. She did. She did. But I'm saying though, so why can't we just accept the girls with applesauce asses? Let me ask y'all that. Because they're in the devil going
them?
In. Why can't we accept them?
Why can't we accept them? Did you accept a girl with an applesauce ass?
So you would not tie to a chick with an applesauce ass?
No, because then I'd be just drowned in there. It's just not me, but like you said, it might be for the other dude.
Matt said that when the lights go off, it's all the same. And then,
turn the lights off. Because these is not stretch marks. These is tattoos of lightning bolts.
You are a mess. So, I mean, okay, so now let's say you're a girl, you have no shape or whatnot. So, I mean, so y'all are saying that she should go get plastic surgery. So let's say a chick is flat-chested, no boobs whatsoever. So she should get plastic surgery because she's flat-chested or she has no butt whatsoever. She should get butt implants?
Nope.
If that's what makes her happy. The thing is, people are not, like you said earlier, people are not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for the attention of others.
Right, but at the same time,
if that's what you want to do and that's what's really going to make you truly and genuinely happy, I mean, well, how can I stop you?
No, you can't.
If you're doing it to please me, don't do it.
Right.
If you're doing it to please me, why would you do that? That's not what you want, is it? If you're already happy with the way you are, but your man is telling you he wants a double D, you need to go find you a new man that likes 5A.
Right.
You write about
just
that.
Love you for, just somebody who just loves you for you. I mean, even if you are the flat-chested girl, like, or the, you know, the no-booty girl, whatever it is.
I never heard that before, but I like that. I'm going to have to use it next time. You got an applesauce ass. I'm going to need you to take out some apple bottles.
Right, but there's all kinds of clothes that can make you create the illusion of what it is that you want. It just is in how you style yourself. You know what I mean? It is going to take some work, but, I mean, there's jeans and things that you can wear.
She said it's going to take some work?
Yes, it's going to take some work.
You can pull a Beyonce. You know Beyonce wears butt pads. I need to call her out because, you know, B's cool, but she wears butt pads. So you could do that. You could pull a Beyonce. But I think that's false advertising. You know
what
I'm saying? That's why she wears butt pads. There's all types of pictures in there with butt pads. That ain't Beyonce is not bootylicious. Don't get it twisted, boo. She's not. She wears butt pads. Yes, I'm mad that you're sitting here like, what? You can't tell? Her butt fluctuates.
I don't believe. I don't even like Beyonce like that, but I can't.
I'm going to send you a video of her and her butt pads. She did some type of spin and that damn skirt came up and all you seen was booty pads. Yes, sir. Come on, son. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. But I think it's false advertising, though, real time, because that's like a female stuffing her bra. You know what I'm saying? You're not no, okay, that like, okay, you're an A. You go from an A cup to a C cup. But then when you take off your bra, okay, well, where are the fake boobs going? You know how they got some inserts and stuff people be putting in. So it's like I still think it's false advertising. And at that point in time, you know, unless it's something implanted like a breast implant or the injections, you're going to be pretty embarrassed. Because you're sitting here, you know what I'm saying, advertising something that's not real. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's my thing. It's like, I think at the end of the day, if you don't have an ass, then you need to accentuate something else. Maybe your best features are your eyes. Accentuate
right.
that, get some good mascara and eyeliner, and just stare that brother down.
Work it out. You may have booty, but you might have long eyelashes. Bat them eyelashes and keep it moving.
Exactly. Just stare at him. And then every time he tries to look behind you, just kind of just follow him, just move. When he goes one way, you go that way.
What?
Like y'all
wow,
football.
Wow. Lady T, what are you doing?
A MAC. You know, MAC makeup, like eyeshadow.
Oh, wow.
Focus on that. If you don't, you know what I'm saying, there are certain features that you don't like. We all have features that we don't like.
Okay. Okay,
yes,
let me ask this question.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask this question. So somebody had busted nasty teeth.
Yep.
Isn't the plastic surgery the braces?
That's different. That's
no,
really different. You go,
I just
you
really
go,
think it's the same thing. I really just see that as within
your
the same
teeth,
category.
Your teeth? This is the thing, though. If you get braces is not life-endangering. You know what I mean? People
mm-hmm.
just don't go to hotel rooms to get new braces. These people are going to hotel rooms to get silicone injections.
Exactly.
Two different
things.
And
then not even that. By people who aren't either. Tell I'm not no doctor, but I can get you Vicodin. Are you serious? I'm not about to have a doctor just, you know what I'm saying, just some man prescribing me any and everything. It's like these people are just not, you know, they're just regular people just doing what they want to do, and I just think that that's crazy that people are willing to risk that. But, again, you have to find features about yourself that you love. We all have things about ourselves that we hate. You know what I'm saying? We all have things that we're insecure about. So instead of dwelling on those insecurities, you have to find what you are secure about. And I'm posting a link in the chat room. That is the picture, the video of Beyonce wearing the booty pads. Click the link. Y'all think I'm lying. Ain't nobody hating on Beyonce. Y'all stop that. Thank you. And look, see, Tyreek got my back. He said Beyonce does wear butt pads. I told you. But, yeah, y'all click that link. Y'all will see it. She does wear butt pads. So that's what I'm saying. Instead of risking that, you know, getting the injections, do a Beyonce. You know, wear some butt pads. But, again, I feel like that's false advertising. At the end of the day, you should just, you know, what you got. And if you're shaped like a like applesauce, like what Ronan was saying, then, you know, focus on something else. Maybe you have a pretty face. Focus on that. Focus on your hair. Focus on something else. You know, whatever you don't like, de-emphasize that. And then, you know what I'm saying, emphasize what you do like. Like Miss I America said that she hates her feet. She says he has ugly feet. And Ronan said she needs foot implants. I'm mad that he said that. Y'all in here climbing tonight. But it's true. You know, we all, at the end of the day, still have to find things that we love about ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't sit here and worry about what everyone thinks and what everyone says. People are always going to like certain things about certain people, and they're not going to like certain things about certain people. And it is what it is. You know, it's as simple as that. But I don't think that anyone should be risking their life to please other people.
Very, very true. It's never worth it. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, even if you do live. Like, sometimes your life is just not the same. What if you can't, you know, you go through life and can't sit down no more? You always got to lay down to do stuff. Like, that's, I mean, even though you may not die, but the side effects are way, way worse. Like, even with some of the people back in the day when gastric bypass was still an experimental procedure, there are some people who used to just lose weight till they just withered away, and then some people just gained weight bigger than what they started with. But, like, you know, you just, when you do stuff like that, you just always got to know that you're moving in there with the risk, a life-altering risk.
Exactly. So we're going to end that topic right there about the whole booty injection. My advice to all my young girls who email me and who have been pondering it, and, you know, y'all want to go down to Atlanta and be the biggest known video models, if you want to be a video model, okay, that's what's up. Do you. But don't risk your health and don't risk possibly dying just for a few minutes of BET fame. You feel me? So that's all I have to say about that. Love yourself at the end of the day, and whatever you don't like, de-emphasize it and emphasize with you know, your good features. But the next topic I wanted to talk about here before, we got about 20 minutes left, and I wanted to talk about this. I had did a video about it the other day, and it was really disturbing. A lot of people were disturbed by it, and I wanted to talk about it tonight on the show. There was a man in Holland. Him and his family were immigrating to Holland. And when you go to another country, you are to take an HIV/AIDS test, basically an STD test, make sure you're not bringing nothing to the country. So anyhow, they had took the test, and everyone in the family except the husband came back negative. The husband ended up being HIV positive. The wife was negative. The children were negative. Okay? So they ended up getting into the country. The husband did not want the wife to break up with him. He said, you know what, we don't have to have sex again. I just want to be with you. I want to be in the same household as my children, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so the wife decides, even though, you know, there has to have been some situation of infidelity to me because I don't understand, okay, if you're my husband, I don't have it, but you have AIDS, you're creeping with somebody. So anyhow, he ends up moving in. I mean, they stay together, whatever. And one night she's asleep, and she feels a prick on her thigh. She felt like a prick, and she woke up. And, you know, she didn't think nothing of it. She just kind of, you know, scratched her leg, whatever. She saw a little bit of blood, but she thought maybe it was like a mosquito bite. So then another time, it was like a few weeks later, a month or whatever later, she feels another prick on her thigh. And this time she woke up, and she kind of seen her husband was like, you know, trying to hurry up and rush back to sleep like he didn't know what was going on. And she didn't understand why she was feeling pricked and why she'd be waking up bleeding. And then one day she caught her husband with a syringe full of blood. And so she asked him about it. He just kind of brushed it off or whatever, so she didn't think anything about it. About a few months down the line, she took another HIV test. She had taken four. She had taken four HIV tests prior to this one. So she had took another HIV test. This is a year after they've been together. They haven't had any type of sexual contact, none of that. Come to find out, she's HIV positive now. Her husband had been injecting her with his HIV positive blood. So now she is HIV positive. And when she found out, of course, she was upset, and she asked him, you know, because she hadn't been with anyone either, because she was still trying to figure out what was gonna, you know, what was going on. So she talked to the husband, and he admitted it. He said that he didn't want to see her with anybody else. He did not want her to leave him, so he injected his blood into her. And those were the pricks that she was feeling in the middle of the night, was him poking her with the needle, injecting his blood into her. And when I heard this story, it just made me sick to my stomach because, first of all, you're a cheater. That's how you cop the shit. Because you were sitting here, you know, screwing around messing with other people. So instead of being grateful that your family and your wife didn't catch the disease, you get her sick on purpose? Are you serious? And then on top of that, like right now, he's in jail. He's looking at 14 years. I don't think 14 years is enough because she's going to have HIV, AIDS, whatever, for the rest of her life. And I just think it's really scary. It makes you almost feel like you don't know who you're with at times. You think you know that person, but you just never really know somebody. And so I wanted to just talk about this and see what y'all thought about it. I'm seeing a lot of comments. A lot of people are like, what the hell? And that's some bullshit. I mean, yeah. He really did. He gave her HIV AIDS. So what do you two think about it? Hello?
I think, yep, I'm here. I think that that's just evil. You know what I mean? That's just evil. Firstly, you cheated, and because you don't want me to be by myself or quote-unquote by myself when you, the cheater, die. You don't want me to be by myself, so you injected me so I could die with you. Like, that's worse. You know what I mean? I want to, nobody wants to live with a diseased body and a painful, slow death. And that's what you're making this poor woman's life have to be. And she didn't even do anything wrong. She trusted you. Like, to me, that's scary. You know what I mean? That's scary that you entrust somebody with something as simple as laying next to me and me feeling like you're safe and you're injecting me with a lethal disease. That's horrible. That's scary.
Exactly. Exactly.
It makes you really think about, like, who is it? Who, you know, you got to think about. It's sad that you have to second guess, like, people you invite in or your mate or whatever, but that's the type of stuff that will make you second guess, like, are you going to kill me in my sleep or what?
Mm-hmm. And that's what
horrible.
They're saying in the chat room. Son Nubian was saying he ought to get the gas chamber because that's very dangerous. You know, it's just as dangerous as having unprotected sex knowing that you have HIV. And I know now when people who normally have HIV, you know, try and call themselves spreading it or getting back at people, that's attempted murder. That's attempted murder. And people are really doing time behind spreading HIV on purpose.
Yep.
If you don't think, you know, you think that, oh, well, such and such knows he has AIDS, he would never give it to somebody. You're shitting me. There's people out here doing it. They're mad, they're bitter that they got caught up. You know, they had unprotected sex. Whatever the case may be, they're mad that they have HIV, and they are more than willing to infect other people. So that's why you really have to know who you're with. You never really know somebody 100%, I guess, because, again, that was her husband. So you would think that you could trust your significant other. But, I mean, with me personally, you know, all bullshit aside, if that was me in that situation, I don't think we could have been together. Because, first of all, you was cheating on me to even contract AIDS.
Yeah.
Because you got it and I don't. So you're sitting here playing me and you contracted, so there's nothing else to discuss. You was, you know, you didn't respect the relationship, and now you don't buy HIV into the mix. You know, so I know she's regretting their decision to even be with him, but his whole thing was, I guess, what Tyreek was saying in the chat room was he did it to have sex with her, which, I mean, I could see that because, you know, he, you know, who wants to be celibate their whole life, but there's a better way to go about it. I just think it's just horrible, and it's just like, you know, now because of his selfish-ass his actions, both of these children are basically going to be left parentless because the mother is now going to be dying of HIV AIDS. I mean, yeah, there's ways to live longer with it now. You know, we had Miss Debbie on here a few weeks ago who had HIV AIDS, and she was talking to us on the HIV show, and she's lived with it for 17 years, but who wants that stigma? You know what I'm saying? Especially when you didn't even, you know, partake in the risky behavior. The wife didn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? She was married. She wasn't cheating on him. You know, she did the right things, and for her to get burnt like that, I just think it's really, really foul. I think it's horrible. You know, and it just goes to show you sometimes you just never really know people. And when I heard that story, it tripped me out. You know, I made a video about it and everything, but it just tripped me out because I'm just like, I can't believe that somebody would do that to another human being. Like, how evil is that? You know, to take your blood? I mean, just think about how sick that is. I wouldn't even take my blood and inject it into somebody, and I don't have AIDS. Because, okay, my blood type is AB, but your blood type might be O. You know, me injecting my blood into you could kill you. You know, just on the strength of, like, the two different blood types. But that's not nothing that you do, just playing with, you know, just as far as, like, the blood type and genetics and stuff like that. You drink, well, not drink, like, you know, how people who do that vampire lifestyle. That's one of the things that people say that they worry about is if you're going around playing that little vampire, you know, little vampire games people play or whatever, goth people. That's one of the risks, that if you're sitting here sucking people's blood, if you drink enough of somebody else's blood, you can really get yourself sick because, you know, the two types of blood, they just don't mix. So for him to even do that, it's just straight up evil, you know, to, like, not even just mix his blood. Even if it was healthy, that would have been evil. But to know that you have HIV-infected blood, I don't get it. Miss I America said, vampire games, what is this? Girl, I don't know. It's like, it's stuff that they used to do back in high school.
Yep. It's the truth. It's the truth, though.
Vampire games. Yep. For real. They used to do that back in high school, little vampire games and stuff like that. But that's a whole nother show. But, yeah, it's crazy. It really is. It's sad how people are out here, you know, just doing really evil stuff. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, that's nothing that you do to somebody, and that's something that, you know, I just feel like 14 years, is that a long time? Because, you know, is he necessarily going to live 14 years being that he's HIV positive? I don't know, but I just don't feel like, I feel like that's almost too light. You know, I feel like he should get like 30 years or something.
Right.
What you think?
I agree. I definitely agree, because that, I think he just needs, I mean, even if they put him in there for 30 years, like, he got AIDS and he's going to rot, but I believe he needs to rot in jail or get the death penalty, because he's going to, he just shorted this woman's life because mm-hmm. he was being selfish. I think he needs to roast in a electric chair or something, because that's awful.
Yeah. I think it definitely is, you know, and it's sad because, once again, these children that he was so-called doing this for, he wanted to be, you know, part of his children's lives, and he wanted his children to grow up in a two-parent household. Well, he really, you know, put an end to that, didn't he? You know what I'm saying?
He
was about to be in prison. So, Marty J, what you think? I think his phone must be on mute because I can't hear him. Unmute your phone because he's sending me a message in the chat room.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think it's crazy. Yeah,
where are
you at?
Oh, man, I was talking this whole time, and my thing wasn't even hooked up. I sit here talking, I'm like, why is this chick ignoring me?
Marty J, why you got to be so extra hood today? I'm going to need you to get it together.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not hearing you. Okay, what's your opinion? What's your opinion, Marty?
I think somebody should eject him, just like he ejected her.
Inject him with what? He got HIV. What are they going to inject him with? Syphilis?
The three ingredients they use to put people to sleep in the penitentiary.
Really?
Those three ingredients. The one that paralyzes him, stops his heart, and numbs him.
Yep.
I
like that he don't get numbed. He need to feel the pain. He's going to
feel
on her. He need to feel the pain.
Hey,
I personally, because I'm a criminal justice major, and we just had a, we just talked about, you know, sentencing and, you know, what strict sentencing or what sort of consequences a person should get for, you know, violent crimes and nonviolent crimes.
Right.
Me, I think the death penalty is too easy because obviously he was depressed and sick in the mind for him to even do some shit like that. And I really just think that taking his freedom away and having him on 23-hour lockdown would have really fucked his mind up.
Yeah.
Because he was having too much freedom where he had to betray his wife.
Exactly.
Very, very
true.
Very, very true.
That's crazy nuts, though.
So a 23-hour lockdown in a nice little closet, and he gets an hour break a day, would satisfy me.
He would definitely go crazy because I'd be watching that show. What is that? That inmate, that lockdown show?
Lockdown Raw, whatever it is.
They're off the chain in there. They're always going crazy. Them people always being locked down. I'm like, can the man get an extra day out? You know what I'm saying? Like, that is enough to drive you crazy. Them people, they be in there talking to themselves, and they be doing all types of nasty stuff in there, in that lockdown. They go crazy.
I mean,
you're right.
Those prisons on there seem too easy for me. I wouldn't want to go to prison. Don't get me wrong. Don't try to set me up and try to send me there because I'll be the first one out. I can't do it. But, I mean, I really just think they have still, you're supposed to be in prison for a punishment. And I just feel like they still have their freedom, but they're just in those walls. That's not enough for me. I'm a firm believer in a 23-hour lockdown or, like, a boot camp.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you on that one. It's definitely crazy out here. You know, everybody needs to be extra, extra careful, man. There's people out here who really, they don't care about their lives, so why would they care about yours?
Exactly.
You know,
you took the words right out of my mouth.
It's
that
the
is
truth.
Exactly the truth.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't care about myself and my self-esteem is shot, for whatever reason, I mean, be it HIV, whatever, But it's just like, if you don't have enough love for yourself, you're not going to have that for anybody else. That's why he didn't care. He didn't love his wife. He didn't care.
Right. That's very true.
So, it's, I mean, it's really, really sad. You know, we got about 5 minutes left here. So,
okay.
So I'm just sitting here typing. But, yeah, I just think
that. In the chat room.
They're just talking about the whole situation. Somebody said he needs to be injected with that stuff that Marty J was saying and then kick
right.
back and watch every move like Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Very, very true.
Y'all are a mess. Y'all are a set up mess. But yeah, it's true. I mean, there's a special place in hell for people like that. You just don't do that. You know, when I heard that, so I was just like, I can't believe this mess. It's a crazy day in stories, man. And then, oh, okay, we got 4 minutes left. How about this lady? Now, this is old, but somebody sent me this. I hadn't made no video on it. I'm not going to make a video on it because it's old, but this lady in China was injecting her face with cooking oil.
They have an app on the iPhone for a plastic surgery, like, consultation application where you
uh-huh.
could, you know, post a picture on your phone and then put it in that application and adjust your face and fix your nose or whatever you want to fix.
Are you serious?
And tell them that's what you want. I just seen it on the news tonight.
Wow. That's crazy. So, you know, and you know, by the year 2012, no one's going to look like nobody no more. Everybody's going to be trying to look like somebody off of a magazine or somebody, you know, their favorite celeb or whatever. It's sad that it's getting that serious. Miss I America, you're a mess. She said it was Crystal or Mazzola. I don't know. The reason why she was injecting her face, and I'm going to send y'all the video. I'm putting it in the chat room so I can see what I'm talking about. She was injecting her face with cooking oil. She was so pretty. She was a Chinese lady. She was beautiful. I don't know if she was a model or what, but she wanted her skin to be smoother. So she ended up injecting her face with cooking oil. And she was injecting with cooking oil and silicone. And I guess the silicone shots ran out, so she decided that cooking oil would be sufficient. And she just started injecting her face. And I tell you, she looks like a monster. Y'all think I'm playing? I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. She disformed her face so horribly. She doesn't even look normal. They've had to cut off big chunks of her face. Click that link, Marty. Click that link and see what I'm talking about. Look at her face. They had to cut off pieces of her face because her face weighed so much. But, yeah, people are out here doing some crazy things trying to chase perfection. It's really sad. Click that link in the chat room. But, yeah, somebody sent me that video, and I was just kind of like, wow, I couldn't believe
it. You're going to make me throw up.
I want to try to make you throw up. I told you she looked bad.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling him. She looked horrible, don't she? I was scared when I seen that. I said, what the hell?
Right. It's like a fat
I told everybody in the chat room, like, oh, my God. What the F?
Yeah.
I wasn't playing. I thought I was just playing. She injected her face with cooking oil.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all see how hideous she looks? Y'all see her before. She was gorgeous before.
But she looked like she gained weight.
Mm.
Oh, wow, look at this cat lady next to her.
No, don't get me started on the cat lady.
Very scary.
I don't even feel bad for the cat lady because she's still getting plastic surgery.
Look,
I see her.
It didn't go through just her face. It went through her whole body.
Because it's cooking oil. You can't control wherever you inject something. You can't control it's going to stay there. Once you inject something into your body, it's free to go wherever. And that's why I be trying to tell people about them butt shots. Just because it goes into your butt doesn't mean it's going to stay in your butt. But we got about 90 seconds left, so I want to thank everyone who came through. We have quite a few guests in the chat room. I see some new faces in here. Steph has a hot spot. I'm sorry if I said it wrong. But I see some new faces, Max Payne, Miss America, Ronan, John T. So everybody who came through, thank you. All the people who are on the phone line, eavesdropping and listening in. Thank y'all for coming through and listening. I appreciate it. You can find me on YouTube, Lovely T 2002 on YouTube, and I'm Lovely T, LoveLyTi on Twitter. So make sure you holler at me. Thank y'all for coming through. We got 49 seconds left. Y'all got any last words? I love y'all too. I love y'all. Oh, you're one of my subs. Okay. Thank you for coming through. I love seeing my new subs in here. That's what's up.
I think my parting words are just basically for just kind of to touch on the two subjects. You know, love yourself, Be who you are going to be. You are who you are. Just love yourself and always watch who you with so they don't inject you with stuff you don't know about.
I know that's right. Mess around and have 5 butts.
Right.
Because, you know, it can shift, go from the back to the front to the side.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, JT. He said I had a great show. So thank y'all for coming through. I really appreciate the love. Bye, deuces.
Bye.
No longer streaming. That was fun. I had a good time. Let me go ahead and turn this mic off.
Okay.